Several thousand protesters marched from downtown Salt Lake City to the Capitol. Inside, Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski spoke to the crowd about Utah's history as a shelter for refugees fleeing religious persecution and described Utahns as, quote, bound by the history of this great state. Fatima Deary is the refugee community liaison for the city. She says that many of the refugees typically resettled in Utah come from countries affected by the ban, including Somalia, Sudan, and Iraq, and that even a temporary ban of several months will affect Utah's nonprofit settlement agencies like Catholic Community Services. Each year, she says, around 1,100 refugees are resettled in the state. But now that number could drop sharply.
So with this ban 4 months and you get zero, you can imagine like a lot of these agencies will have to lay off people and figure out how to maintain their services and their programming around serving the community that's still here.
As of Saturday, President Trump's executive order had been temporarily blocked by a federal judge in Seattle. But the Department of Homeland Security said in a statement that the Department of Justice would defend the president's order. Eric Newman, KUER News.